titled The Dancing Bear Hour, where we usually play the Grateful Dead, but it's a different type of mood this morning. I've been listening to a lot of Zeppelin as I study. Actually, very good study music, as funny as that sounds. I'm speaking about the more acoustic Zeppelin, maybe a little lesser known side of them. And so I'm going to play that this morning for you. That's kind of the theme of the morning. Zeppelin, and then we're going to take an incredible turn towards Robert Plant and some of his solo stuff off of his album Lullaby and The Ceaseless Roar. I would 100% recommend checking that out. My dad and I got to see Robert Plant in concert, and it was the most wonderful experience. We're going to play some of his music kind of at the half hour. So, well, tune in or tune out, whatever your fancy, and welcome to, instead of the Dancing Bear Hour, let's call it the, let's hope our Zeppelin doesn't crash. Hour, i.e. a Led Zeppelin, get it? It was Keith Moon, actually, that was the inspiration for the name of the band. He told, I believe it was either Robert Plant or Jimmy Page. He was like, you guys are going to sink like a lead balloon. And here we are, how many albums later? Well, enough of that chit chat. Let us get started. This is probably my all time favorite Zeppelin song, because it reminds me of home, because we're, you know, going to California.
Spend my days with a woman unkind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start, going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. My chances on a big jet plane, never let them tell you that we're all the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray, one that had tomorrow could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake, the children of the sun begin. Watch out. It seems that the wrath of the gods got a punch on the nose, and it's starting to flow. I think I might be sinking. Throw me a line if I reach it in time. Meet you up there and the path runs straight. Without a king, they say she plays guitar and cries and sings. La la la. Ride a white man in the footsteps of doom, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard, hard, hard as it seems. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
trees of the valley. Oh, the seeds of happiness. The ground is rich from tender care. Repay, do not forget.
No, no, dance in the dark night. Listen to the morning light.
Colors turn to brown and black. The tyrant's face is red.
So that was, this is, even if you're tuning in to the Dancing Bear Hour, we're doing a Zeppelin hour this morning. So in order, that was my favorite Zeppelin song to start, Going to California, on Led Zeppelin 4. And then we did a Black Mountainside, which of that song I probably know most, if not all. I mean, it's just kind of this repetitive, like, chord progression because my dad used to play it sitting on the couch in Mammoth, also in our house, like over and over again, and it was always my favorite thing to listen to of honestly of probably anything he's ever played. Hi, Dad. yeah. It's just this beautiful, like, lullaby almost. Anywho, and then we had the Battle of Evermore, again from Led Zeppelin 4, really highlighting Zeppelin's love of Lord of the Rings, which is something we share in common. I had the most incredible experience of reading the Lord of the Rings when I was young, with my grandfather, actually. He would, in for most of the books, honestly, he would read all the chapters. but towards the end, I started to get there and could read them back. Like, we would switch off chapters. But we made it through all of The Hobbit, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, and then some of the, like, offshoot series. Oh, and Aragorn. How did I forget the Inheritance series? Ugh. I have a really, really, really special grandpa, basically, is what I'm saying. anyways, yeah, I can just remember hours and hours on the couch. And we'd always have to break because his lips would get parched. Because the chapters are so dense. Oh, wow. I remember that fondly. Anyway, so yeah, no, and it turns out Led Zeppelin was also, they are also Lord of the Rings fans, as like evident by songs such as the Battle of Evermore, which was just played. You know, if you heard the lyrics, the Ringwraiths ride in black, ride on. Also, Misty Mountain Hop, where, you know, it's where Bilbo Baggins and the dwarves, they spent some time in The Hobbit, as well as Ramble On, which is like reference, like, I must, like, there's like lyrics that are like, I must be on my way now, and it's like that was probably like in reference to Lothlorien, which is super cool. Apparently the band members all read The Lord of the Rings together, which was awesome. Anyways, enough nerding out. There's a ultramarathon. Sorry, last nerd out. There's an ultramarathon in New Zealand. I'm going to New Zealand next semester, and there's an ultramarathon there that's Lord of the Rings style. And oh my gosh, that's so cool. It's like, you know, like, so like where like Legolas and Gimli and Aragorn are following Merry and Pippin to like they've taken, you know, they've taken the hobbits to Orokai, where Saruman is. Yeah, okay, I'll stop nerding out, but yeah, I love Lord of the Rings. They're an incredible series. And so the radio is going to take a bit of a turn. We're going to mix it up a bit. Do some more Robert Plant, kind of focus on him for the next couple songs, and then we'll make our way back kind of in this acoustic Zeppelin hour. So keep tuning in, and this is my favorite song from Robert Plant's Lullaby and the Ceaseless Roar. Seriously, listen to the whole album, though. The whole album. I mean it. Do it now. No, not do it. Don't do it now. But later. Yeah. Yeah, so this is called Rainbow, and then we'll hear from A Stolen Kiss. Enjoy.
Dressed up with love, I'll cross the seven seas to you. Oh, will it be enough? And I will be a rainbow. Oh, now your storm is gone, and I will bring the song for you, and I will carry on.
Stolen kiss, I make my home. songs that never die.
That was Rainbow, and then A Stolen Kiss off of Robert Plant's Lullaby and the Ceaseless Roar. I've gotten to see that in concert, and let me tell you, it's incredible. And just like the hold of that note, the end. Ah, well, this has been the hour of like beautiful Zeppelin songs. Honestly, like that's just how I describe them, as beautiful. I know, a little weird for a Zeppelin song. So it's getting to that half hour. So this is going to be a break and a lovely PSA from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Edichman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio Show. And we're going to continue on with our hour. We're going to take a slightly different kind of tone, vibe, feel, whichever of those words you identify with. personally. I think it's a vibe. But we're going to go to kind of a little more of their, kind of back to the beginning, a little more of their kind of folksy acoustic Zeppelin. Crazy, I know. And some of my personal favorite, this first song is going to, again, be a Robert Plant solo. If I Were a Carpenter, which is honestly like the most, I keep saying most beautiful. I won't say that this time. It's this love song, this epic love song. I think of it like Bobby's Looks Like Rain off of Ace. Like that's the, in relation, like Bobby's song is solo, you know, hit. Bobby's song Looks Like Rain off of his solo album In Relation to the Dead is how I see Robert Plant's If I Were a Carpenter solo in relation to Led Zeppelin. It's this like solo love song piece, which is really, really incredible. And then we're just going to go back to some classic Zeppelin. One of my favorites is also going to come up off of Led Zeppelin, just like one, if you will. Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You. It's got, I think, some of the best, it's got that tone and the like strumming, if you will, of like a flamenco style piece, which I really love since I was, fun fact, I was trained in flamenco style guitar. Little known fun fact. And then, yeah, we're just gonna close out with some classics. So keep tuning in and I hope you enjoy this Zeppelin hour.
The love I need, maybe more than enough. Oh, darling, 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 walk a while with me. Oh, you got so much, so much, so much.
Thank you. hurting. That's all you seem to do. Messing around every guy in town, putting me down for thinking of someone new. Always the same, playing your game. Drive me insane, trouble's gonna come to you. One of these days, and it won't be long, you look for me, but baby, I'll be gone. This is all I gotta say to your woman.
Your time is gonna come. Your time is gonna come. Your time is gonna come. Your time is gonna come.
Made up my mind, break you this time. Won't be so kind, it's my turn to cry. Do what you want, I won't take the brunt. It's fading away, can't feel you anymore. Don't care what you say, cause I'm gonna wait to stay. Gonna make you pay for that great big.
Crumble to the sea, there will still be you and me.
Days gone by.
so today my world, it smiles. Your hand in mine, we walk the miles. Thanks to you, it will be done. For you to me are the only one. All I said, happiness, no more be sad. Happiness on ground. If the sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. Mountains crumble to the sea. There will still be you and me.
So if you're just tuning in, this is the Dancing Bear Hour, but we went a little rogue this morning and we're playing Led Zeppelin pretty exclusively and some Robert Plant, but you know. In order, that was If I Were a Carpenter, Over the Hills and Far Away, Your Time Is Gonna Come, and then Thank You. And it's been kind of a more acoustic Zeppelin hour, I gotta say. I've kind of been neglecting their more popular songs like Whole Lot of Love and like Communication Breakdown. Also good songs, maybe not this morning. and going back, I also want to not correct myself, but get it right. It was Keith Moon to Paige, actually, when he was like, you guys are going to go down like a lead balloon, which led to the creation of the name. And so Led Zeppelin is made up of four primary members, right? So you've got Jimmy Page on guitar, the classic vocals of Robert Plant, which you can spot a mile away. And then you've got bassist and keyboards, John Paul Jones, and then their drummer, John Bonham, and his son Jason Bonham does a really good like Led Zeppelin band experience. I believe it's called the Led Zeppelin Experience. I can't remember. Anyways, very good. Check it out. Their singer sounds like just like Robert Plant. It's so frightening. So a lot of their acoustic stuff and kind of more like Celtic comes from when Page and Plant in 1970, they like kind of retired, if you will, to Bron Eurar, a remote cottage in Wales, actually, to start work on their third album, Zeppelin 3, you know, very creative. And it was kind of that where their more acoustic style came out, kind of this folksy Celtic which kind of showcased, they're just such a versatile band. They're so incredible. I always actually honestly love their acoustic more than anything. Thank you all for tuning in. Our last song is actually not going to be a Zeppelin song. We're switching it up once again. And it was this last song is actually a Stone song, was the entire inception for this morning, even though it turned into a Zeppelin hour, funny enough. And that's the song Moonlight Mile off of Sticky Fingers. Hands down, one of my favorite Stone songs. It's also another just beautiful rock ballad. It's not a ballad, it's acoustic. They're backed by the London Symphony Orchestra, actually, and there's just when the violins hit, you'll know the spot. It's incredible to listen to. So for those of you tuning in California, where it's probably a little bit warmer and a little bit nicer out than right now in Boston, or for those of you Boston crowd tuning in, thanks so much. We'll see you next week. Probably more on the Grateful Dead, since it'll be May 7th, and we'll do a tribute to the greatest live Grateful Dead album ever to be recorded on May 8th, 1977. Cornell, what else could I be talking about? But for now, enjoy the last of this hour. I don't know. If you ever find yourself out at night, in a, you know, on a dusty road, that's when I think of the song Moonlight Mile. So with that, enjoy, and I will see you next week.
WMFO in Medford.